got out there in Santa Clarita for, like, I don't know, hours. It was actually a little fun, but we did lose so much money.
Of course.
Raul is one of the few people who actually came up and bought some stuff for a fair price. Yeah, and actually somehow recognized my voice. Isn't that weird when people recognize your voice?
Yes, it is, yes.
You wouldn't think because of the radio thing they'd have any idea who the hell you are. He's like, I know you. So anyways, I told him how to chat about. What's up, dude?
Coming up on today's show, you helped stop a crime?
Yes, I did.
People are dumb?
Yes, they are.
A new feature called What If We Didn't Do That?
Oh, I like that idea.
And the Give Me Five is five famous Fender Stratocaster players.
Yeah. And who you got? Who's your favorite that's up there strumming away on a Fender? Give us a call and suggest that around the 5 o'clock hour.
818-95. I don't know why I'm giving the number now.
Yeah, forget about that.
Forget it
right now. Just one you doesn't see the light of day quite enough for my liking. Zap when the levee breaks.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon on KLOS.
Nice and depressing. I love it.
You do love it.
I do love that one.
Especially when you look out at the weather and it's sunny and happy.
It's so awful out there.
It makes you sad.
Horrible day. It does. Where's the rain? Where's the depressing rain?
All right. I have a new feature for us.
You do?
It's called What If We Didn't Do That?
Ooh.
What if we didn't do that?
That is fancy as hell.
In 2020, something incredible happened to Velveeta cheese.
Wow. Okay.
Because food snobs, you know, they look down their nose at it because is it even cheese?
No.
I don't even know what it is.
It's processed cheese food is what it says on it.
Cheese food.
Right.
So that could be anything.
Exactly. It could be mouse for all we know.
So everything was, the sales were going down and everything was bad for them. And then the pandemic hit.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly stressed out homebound people wanted Velveeta for their queso fudge. And extra cheesy mac and cheese.
Really?
I don't understand the fudge part.
That sounds horrible, yeah.
So they see this as an opportunity. Oh, you know what we should do? We should do some really creative marketing.
Right.
So they came up with a Velveeta cheese drink.
Ah!
A martini.
No!
Yes.
It's shaken. It shouldn't be shaken or stirred. It should be thrown out.
Look, see, it has a little stick with little pieces of Velveeta cheese.
But at least it has olives on top.
Product on it. Oh, don't start with
olives.
That's
a nightmare for you.
So that is craziness.
But you know what, though? Now that I think about it, I would try it. Because I love Velveeta cheese.
Right, but
cheese food.
But you would try it as to be funny.
Yeah.
You would never expect.
Is there booze in it?
Yes.
So you can get drunk on Velveeta.
It's an actual martini.
I'm leaning more towards liking this now.
Right, but here's the point.
Yeah.
They're not taking away regular martinis.
No, they are. I don't know if you haven't heard that part of the story.
That.
Oh, yeah, they're all gone.
They are doing...
Yuck.
They're doing that, and they're doing cheese-scented nail polish.
You know, you have that every time you go to Del Taco. What's the point?
It's great.
Man.
I just have them put it on my tacos, and it's great.
It just melts down your fingers, and you're good to go. You don't have to buy extra.
This is craziness. Why?
What's happening?
Do we need a Velveeta martini? I mean, martinis are good by themselves.
Sure.
And you can get all kinds of different kinds.
Bring it. How do they make it super dry, though? How do you get Velveeta to be like just, I guess, straight Velveeta without any mixer? But then, whatever.
I don't know.
That's horrifying. This is where we need our Taste Test Tuesday back, because I would try that right now.
Right, but I don't know where we would get it. You want us to make it?
What kind of self-respecting bar doesn't make them?
We're not a bar.
They should bring them up. Oh, well, it's a bar in the building, isn't there?
Oh, I see. I don't know. Is there?
There was in the old building.
Oh, yeah, there was in the old building.
Man, that was trouble. Woo!
So they are taking advantage of the brand and developing a new identity.
Yes.
Velveeta exists to make outrageous pleasure a way of life. Is it outrageous?
It is outrageous pleasure. Sure.
Listen, I like Velveeta cheese or whatever it is.
I do. It makes the best mac and cheese. Screw proper, like, cheddar cheese.
Well, that is craziness. Now, I will say, I can eat Velveeta mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I can eat it, and I'm fine.
I love it.
Yeah, but it's not the best.
Let's not be the best.
Let's not be crazy.
Terrible, and that's what it's supposed to be. Mac and cheese is terrible, so it's terrible.
No, it isn't. Mac and cheese is awesome. What's wrong with you?
But I mean, you know, terrible for you. Terrible.
Oh, well, everything that's good is terrible for you.
True.
That's just a given.
It's a given.
Isn't this crazy that they're going to use Velveeta cheese in a martini?
I think you can also turn it into pavement. I think you can, like, use it as pavement. You know, like, if you have a lot of bunch of potholes on your street.
Sure.
Just go ahead and pour some Velveeta into it. Give it a couple hours. You're good to go.
That is true. I mean, it is that strong. That's why I don't know that I would...
Try it as a drink.
I mean, I would try it as a drink, like,
once
to be funny. Yeah, just to go.
What if you liked it, though? Then you'd have to tell people.
I'd tell people.
Yeah.
I like a lot of nonsense.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not a problem. We'll get a Velveeta martini.
Once.
In here tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And we'll try it.
Hell yeah.
All right.
I'm all for it. But
this has been our segment. What if we didn't do that?
Ooh.
First of all, it's People for Dumb. People are dumb.
People are dumb.
It's Monday, man.
When you're a dumb dumb.
Can't talk.
Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
Can I try it again?
Yes. Yes, can you can.
Reload that.
Absolutely. Of
let's
course.
Rewind yeah, and act okay. like that didn't happen. And people are dumb. You're supposed
Wait,
to hit
no,
it.
Wait, no, what? Say it again.
Sluggo's dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Honestly, at this point, I think we should just really go home.
A Massachusetts man named Orlando Melendez has pleaded not guilty to charges he used a toy gun to try and rob a convenience store.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Oh, dude.
He used a toy gun to rob a convenience store.
I hope it was blue and like had like a yellow muzzle.
Here's the magical part. Mm-hmm. The 20-year-old man who is representing himself, which never works.
No.
Went to court for this, and his defense is,
yeah,
and I'm not making this up,
yeah,
he's a clown. And the toy gun was part of a goof.
It was a joke.
And it was a misunderstanding.
Oh, was he on that? Who's that? Who just did that? That show. One of them shows where like pretending it was a, and then saying, oh, it was all a joke. We just.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember what show it was.
I don't know. But this guy did it. Representing himself. So he's in court.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to prove to the jury that he's a clown.
So,
because that's his defense.
So at some point, he had to have said something along the lines of, am I a clown to you? Wait, yes, I am,
yes,
ladies
I am.
And gentlemen of the jury.
You'll never believe it, but I am a clown. So he asked the judge if he could juggle for the in court.
Oh, man.
Your Honor, would you mind if I wadded up four pieces of paper and juggle?
To prove.
So that the jury can see that I'm not kidding about being a clown.
You know, I always wondered why judges are so angry and bitter and hateful sitting there. But there
imagine.
Are times I start to get it.
Yeah.
Wow. What did he say? Did the judge let him?
The judge said absolutely not.
Right on, judge.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, man.
I don't know if you saw this, but a transient sucker punched an old customer eating lunch alone in a cafe in Hollywood.
Oh.
I just walked through the door and cold cocked him.
Right.
And stole some stuff from him.
Yeah, ran off. Tried to run off.
Stole his wallet and his phone.
Right.
And then a dude that was in the cafe...
Yeah, this is beautiful.
Said, oh, hell no. Stood up, ran out after the transient, and choked him out.
Yeah, big time. Like, tripped him up, got him down on the, what is that, Hollywood Boulevard? Where is it? I don't know.
It was in Hollywood. I don't know exactly where.
Put his face right in the pavement, this guy. Who hit
he got him
man.
In a neck hold. Like, he was clearly trained in judo or
took
something.
Took him
like.
Down.
Yeah, took him down and then beautiful. Held him in his clutches until... The people got, you know, two other women went with them and got the phone and the
started kicking the guy
back. They started kicking the guy. I got to tell you, it was
beautiful.
It's kind of beautiful.
Yeah, I hope everybody who does anything like that to an old dude gets exactly or worse, much worse.
Just walked in and sucker punched him.
Yeah, yeah, piece of garbage.
So then, but the guy that ran out, that's who we want to talk about.
Right.
818-955 KLOS.
Or someone, maybe someone you're with.
Helped stop a crime.
Yeah, shut it down.
You or someone you were with helped stop a crime.
So I guess someone was somebody, was it all security footage? Did you post this?
I did at the Twitter account of at Kevin and Sluggo.
Right. And the first bit of it looks like it may, I'm not sure, but it's a lot of surveillance video.
Yes.
Which they got. And it's just, it's awesome to watch. It's pretty amazing.
It is pretty great to watch the guy take him down.
Yeah, big
time.
And
then the women are kicking him. And it's just like, oh my God. instant justice never happens.
Nope.
Ever.
Virtually never.
And in this case, it was quite sweet.
So maybe you've seen that happen yourself, actually, in real life. We want to hear about it.
You or a friend helped stop a crime. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about the guy who helped stop a transient, as he's called, as he cold cocked a old customer in a restaurant.
Sitting outside on the sidewalk. Yeah, he just walked up and decided he was going to have his wallet or whatever. And this guy put a stop to it, ran out of the restaurant and
choked him out.
Yeah, man.
It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So you or a friend of yours helped stop a crime?
I'm never sure, but my 21st birthday, I'm 60, but I decided to go to Red Robin. Just go do something.
Party.
And as I was going into Red Robin, I heard this girl screaming, and this dude is dragging her by her hair.
Oh, my God.
And going to try to throw her in her truck, in his truck. And so I stopped, and I walked up, and I'm like, hey, man, is there a problem here? And the guy's like, mind your own business. Ah. I'm like, you know, I can't. I have to just kind of ask if this lady's all right, you know.
Sure.
I don't know who you are. And so the guy started coming towards me like, you know, I'm just going to, and the dude was big, and I'm like, I'm going to get my ass kicked. And so I'm standing there, you know, I'm kind of standing my ground because I feel I'm right. And all of a sudden the dude stopped, and I'm like, okay, what's happening? And I turn around, and the people from inside, the security from inside had come up behind
me. Oh, nice.
Fantastic.
And so then I had some backup and whatnot, and they took care of it.
I would say you absolutely prevented
the
crime.
You did, 100%, without any doubt, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's his girlfriend.
Doesn't matter.
This ain't caveman days, man. He ain't dragging people around by their hair.
You did the right thing. Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You or your friends help stop a crime.
Ozzy is patient number 9. That's his latest thing. I have to wonder what he would think of himself. He posted a picture just today, a little while ago, of himself on this day, August 15th, from 51 years ago.
Wow!
Yeah. And look, there he is standing there, and I just wonder, man, if he knew 51 years later, he's still releasing
That's
rock and roll.
Crazy.
And it was 51 years ago today.
So I was at the Rainbow Room over the weekend, and there were a lot of pictures of Ozzy as a young dude.
Oh, that's awesome,
man.
And
it's so weird, because he's been old for a long time.
Yeah, and he's been the center of all of this universe for a very long time. So go check that out. He tweeted it just a little while ago, a few hours ago.
We were talking about a transient sucker punched an elderly customer eating lunch alone at a cafe, and a guy inside the cafe said nope and got up and ran after him and choked him out and got the wallet and phone back and held him till police got there. And we're asking if you or your friend helped stop a crime. KLOS, hello.
I was in a bar, and I went to the bathroom, and this gentleman walked in, wanted to sell me drugs, and I said, no, thank you. So I walked out, told the owner of the bar, he walked in, the guy tried to sell him drugs, so the owner pepper sprayed him, and then we escorted him out, and the owner of the bar was like, hey, can you watch over this guy while we call the cops? I was like, yeah, sure, why not? So I'm out in the parking lot watching over him, and the guy's asking me, hey, did you call the cops? I'm like, no, I didn't call the cops. Not at all. So the cops pull up, and he goes, you lied to me. And I said, you asked me if I called the cops.
Oh,
I didn't call the cops.
You nailed him on a technicality. Nice.
Right? He had a lot of drugs on him.
Yes, I did. Yes, he did.
That guy was just sitting in a men's room waiting for the next guy to come in.
Who would do that?
What a terrible
job.
Someone
sitting there with like a microphone and a tape recorder.
Ridiculous. No
dude,
one.
Thank you for calling, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
So this happened November 2020 at the 405 and the 605. And basically what had happened was there was a crazy homeless guy riding his bike around in circles on the whole 605. And the highway patrol, one officer had shut down the whole freeway, and he was trying to get this to try to tackle the guy and get him out of the middle of the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the overpass, the transition from the 405 to the 605, so my lane wasn't closed.
Right.
And I saw what was happening, so I pulled over, and I just was watching in my rearview mirror of my truck to see if the officer could take the guy down. And the officer was actually losing. So I got out of my truck and ran towards the guy and pretty much knocked him to the ground. And then finally the highway patrol officer was able to put the cuffs on him and get him out of the road.
Nice. Those of you, those of us that were sitting on the 605, thank you for getting it moving again.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was totally stopped and everybody had their phones out and nobody got out to help. But After that, the highway patrol officer put his arms around me and actually hugged me.
Wow. Like,
thank you, man.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I was wondering how they would feel about it. That's interesting.
He knew he was losing because the guy was trying to get his gun, and I saw this, and I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Instinct took over, and I get excited just thinking about it.
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah. Well done. Very well done. Nice, man. Thank you for calling. That's very cool. 818-955-KLOS.
You helped stop a crime? We're talking about you helped stop a crime. KLOS.
I was driving by a trailer by my work, and I saw the doors were open, so I pulled over, got out, and went to the trailer. And the guy went bolting out, and he took off. And I thought, oh, okay, well, at least I don't have to deal with him. And then I get to the trailer to lock it up, and there's another guy in there. So I lock him in there, and then I call the police. The police come. They pick this guy up, and then he rats out the guy that ran away. They arrest that guy. He's a felon, and he had a gun.
Wow.
So I'm glad he ran away.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
They arrested him. He did years down the road. He gets a hold of my number, and he calls me and threatens me that he's going to kill me.
Right.
And so now I'm freaked out, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I hope he doesn't know where I live. And so I call the police, make a report. And then a few years down the road, I'm living in fear, thinking this guy's going to find me because I'm still working at that facility. And then my brother runs into him, and they're going to church at the same church, and this guy becomes like one of those born-again Christians. And he finds out who my brother is, and he says, oh, telling me he has nothing to worry about.
Wow.
But I was freaked for years because I thought, this guy's going to find me.
Bet.
He went up for quite a while for the gun.
Right.
That's, of course, when they used to do that. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, they used to put people in jail who had guns and used them in a crime.
Now they're like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, well, go ahead and hunt on out. Wow, interesting. Very interesting. That's quite a progression.
No kidding.
Story. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
On, man. Well, thanks for calling, dude. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, you helped stop a crime?
Yes, my husband and I did maybe 10 years back.
Mm-hmm.
There was an individual on a bike stealing, I think they're called sago palms, the very expensive palm trees. And the twist in the story, the police asked us to get in their vehicle to help search for him in the neighborhood. They got a call for a hot pursuit. We got stuck in the vehicle.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Wow.
That sounds great.
I think we spent about 45 minutes in the back of a police vehicle, unable to get out.
At least the back of a police vehicle is nice and comfortable.
Yeah, and clean.
So you had that going for you.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Just a hint of what your life would have been if you'd taken a different path with your husband.
Yes, exactly.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
I'm a sword fighting instructor for the youth.
Same.
And we train right?
Right.
We train children with padded swords to have fun. And the certain institute that I work at is at a park. And in the park, one day I had noticed a strange fellow pushing a baby stroller around. And I thought, oh, that's pretty strange.
Right.
Didn't think anything of it, and having fun with the kids. Well, the kids went inside the building. Well, I'm just like the gentleman who called you a little while ago. I had to inspect. Well, I walked over to see what was inside the baby stroller. And the next thing I know, I get attacked by these four homeless guys.
Oh, wow.
Inside their baby stroller was a huge, like, a handle of, like, tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And an 18-pack of Natty Light. And when I came up to see what was going on, they attacked me. So the funny thing was...
Did you stab them with your little padded sword? Your little paper
machine
sword?
That's when you're like going, why the hell don't I have a real sword?
I dispatched all three before the fourth one decided to run.
Look at you, dispatched all three.
It was just pretty wild.
That's pretty weird.
Crazy.
I had to call you guys in.
Yeah, that's very odd.
And you handled it with your paper mache sword. Well done.
Well, yeah, sure, why not? Thank you guys for being on the air, and thank you for keeping KLOS so badass.
Thank you, man.
Nice,
appreciate
man.
It.
Thank you for calling, dude. 818-955-KLOS.
You helped stop a crime.
With a paper sword.
We're talking about you helped stop a crime. KLOS, hello.
A few of us was at my ex-boyfriend to a wedding in Las Vegas, and we saw this guy kind of dragging some girl by the hair. And
oh, my God. That's a lot of those stories.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. There's a sheriff that drove right next to me. Make sure I don't get in trouble.
Are you talking on your actual phone or on your speakerphone?
On my speakerphone still. so I'm looking. I said, hey, you know, there's something wrong with that. So one of the guys that we were with, it was a group of us, he went across the street and he said, hey, you know, don't treat her like that. So then another guy went over there and we were kind of surrounding him to see what he's doing. And he cold cocked the biggest guy that was in our group. He knocked him to the ground.
Wow.
So we started chasing him. He fell to the ground. We started chasing him, and I grabbed like one of those cones, those traffic cones. And I went to swing at him, and then he backed off. I said, this guy's a pimp. I just realized it. So he starts running, and then we called the cops, and the girl was, you know, crying. She said, yeah, it was our pimp. She was afraid to, you know, say anything.
Wow.
To beat her up. But, you know, the cops and everybody came. So we stopped him from hurting her at the time.
Yes, which is... Right, but you did what you could at that moment. Well done.
Yeah, exactly. But it was like slow motion, and I don't want to say funny, but he bitch slapped one of our friends, and he just went down on the ground the biggest guy. So he was pretty smart to do that, but he was embarrassed at the same time.
Yeah, of course. All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks. KLOS, hello.
Hi, yes. Are you still talking about people who've stopped crime?
Yes, we are. What do you got?
Hi, so... when I was homeless and I had my dog with me, he's a big pit bull Doberman. I named him Akuma. We saw some dude coming out of a gas station, and he grabs some lady's purse, some old lady, and throws her to the ground, makes off with it.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my dog, we just rush after this guy. We chase him for like two blocks. He runs into this apartment complex and just jumps into their bushes. And he's just in there digging through the thing, and he's like, leave me alone, leave me alone. And I say, no, man,
yeah.
No, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
And some dude comes out of his car with a bat, and I'm just like, hey, call the police. He's like, leave that guy alone. I'm like, call the police. He just robbed the lady. Like,
so and, he thought like, really, you were the criminal.
Yeah.
He thought I was the criminal,
right.
Which is hilarious. And I'm like there with my dog, and he's over here scared. I'm like, don't worry about the dog. Call the police. I'm not leaving here until the police come.
Yeah.
So the police get there, and they're like, so who's the one that called? I'm like, he called, but I'm the one who told him to call. And then they find the lady. She had been on the ground for a while. She was a very, very old lady. She had all her medication in there. She comes back crying, and, man, the dude was just out of his mind. The police is like, oh, well, this guy was just on drugs. He's over here drunk. He doesn't even know his name. I'm like, well, just get him the help that he needs, because poor lady, she just got thrown to the ground.
Yeah. No, that's awesome, man. That's good that you shut it down, man.
You did the right thing.
Very cool. Absolutely, yeah. That old lady thanks you without knowing that she should thank you. we'll thank you for her. Thank you, Sonny. That's very nice. Glad you're not homeless now. That's good. Thank you.
You guys rock, man.
Thank you, man.
I'm on the freeway, so I should put this phone down.
Yes, you should. Thank you for calling.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
Love you guys.
Thanks.
Thank
bye
you.
Now.
Thanks. Take care. Give me five.
Songs in a row? Right. Kevin and Sluggo, right.
Wow, in a row. That's exciting.
Right?
Yeah, as opposed to just all willy-nilly.
With a theme, and today's theme is a little bit more narrow. Five famous Fender Stratocaster players.
We do wide topics like animals.
Yeah.
This is not one of those. This is a very narrow topic.
Yep.
Five famous Fender Stratocaster players.
You know, Kevin, as a professional broadcaster, what do you do when you come across a name or a word or a city? Yeah, me too, right?
You can't say it correctly?
No, there's so many things, and I got expert over the years at avoiding saying names and
just
things.
Mumble through it quickly, and people go, oh, I missed that.
Well, this dude's from Sweden. You know how good he is on his strat. He is like he's a what's that word?
Genius?
Yeah, along those lines.
Okay.
Yeah. But his name is Yngwie Malmsteen. Yngwie Malmsteen.
What's his name?
Yeah, Yngwie Malmsteen. I've never been able to say it. I hate it that I can never say this guy's name.
This give me five. I forget who that was. What's that guy's
How
name?
How dare you? You know, if you have a name like Yngwie Johan Malmsteen, you should probably change it so dumbass DJs are able to...
I don't think he cares much about dumbass DJs.
Call yourself John. Just call yourself John, you know, if you're really good at... playing the guitar, like
okay.
So you know, can you play any instruments? By the way, Kevin,
skin flute.
five famous Fender Stratocaster players.
I mean, I can't play anything. And I remember during lockdown, there were so many videos, TikTok videos and stuff of these kids turning up that could play like exactly the record.
Yes, and they played almost all rock songs.
Yep,
which was a nice trend to see.
Incredible. So Fender Strat players, five of them, we've lined them up for you. Maybe you have a suggestion, 818-955-KLOS. And as long as we're at it, John, speaking of John, Fuscente, there's another name I can't say.
No, you said it fine.
John might disagree. Strat players, Fender Strat players, five of them in a row on Give Me Five today on KLOS. Maybe you have a suggestion.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, man, on that last thing you got, you told your buddy, hey, what kind of instrument can you play?
Yeah.
And he said he played the skin flute.
Did he say that?
He said he played the skin
flute. That can't be right. God, man, he wouldn't say that.
I know for a fact he was joking.
No, I don't think he was for one.
He was joking.
I think he was telling the truth.
Yeah, you know what everybody started saying around here, and they're all laughing at that.
Well, then it worked. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
He's concerned. That's nice.
Hey, you a Strat player?
Yep.
Yeah.
All about Dire Straits.
I mean, there's so many greats, so many amazing players.
Yeah, we can only play four of them.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Plus one more after these exciting commercial messages, but what should be? I've got Dick Dale sitting here. I was hoping someone might ask for that.
Oh, that's good.
You know, some good stuff, but...
I like that.
We'll have number one. It's not really number one. I mean, it's not like the top of the pile ever, but...
it's the fifth song.
Yeah,
the
fifth song. Mm-hmm. There you go. After the exciting commercial. And here comes number one as well. And congratulations, Ed! Ed! Yeah. Definitely not Stu, that's for sure.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I would say that David is pretty good at playing his guitar.
Yeah.
So he made our little list today.
Yeah,
Give Me Five.
So too.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Let's talk about, is it DEFCON 30, Trixie?
Wait, it's DEFCON 30.
Explain.
DEFCON 30, yes, sir.
Explain, that's a hacking conference that happened this past weekend in Vegas.
It is. It's a hacking conference that's been going on for, 30 years now. And it's sort of the underground of hacking conferences where you have people talking about pretty much the Wild West of hacking, anything from hacking cars to bank accounts to ATM machines. It's pretty much out. Anything that can be hacked will be hacked, and it's talked about at DEF CON.
Really? And so do they tell you how they did something, some of these speakers? Because couldn't they get in trouble?
No, they do tell us about how they do things. And usually the way it works is they'll let companies know ahead of time, this is what I'm going to talk about. And the companies will approve it because usually the fix has been made by the time they get to talk about it.
Oh, I see.
So they usually they'll go out there, they'll talk. It costs about $400 or so to enter DEF CON, which isn't bad for 3 days.
Unless you can hack into it, and then it's free.
Yeah, seriously, there must be a few dudes in there who hacked their way in and got a free ticket. That has to happen, right?
Yeah. There's something actually called social engineering where you can talk your way into various things, and that's a form of hacking. So,
I'm sure
that happens quite a bit.
Do they still use the whole white hat, black hat thing for good and bad hackers?
They do. And in fact,
so what percentage is white? What percentage is black? Meaning good and bad.
I would say a percentage, probably about 80 to 90% of probably between white and gray hat. Where it's a combination of being a bad hacker and a good hacker. But I would say most of the people are there for the good, maybe 10% are there for the bad.
Well, so how would you describe the difference exactly? I mean, besides clearly draining someone's bank account would have a black hat on. But I mean, other than that, what is the good or fun? Just clean fun, I guess? The other
is
people
defensive?
Are doing.
Yeah, defending what is it? Defending against hacking?
Yeah.
Well, the good part about it is they like to keep the internet secure, the app secure for everyone to just use and enjoy, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The bad people are out there to cause havoc.
Oh, so they're exposing weaknesses is what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Also, demanding money from the place that they hacked. They're just like, hey, you know what? We can get in here.
No, the white hat hackers, they actually, there's a bug bounty program for most companies. And if they find a weakness in their software, they get paid pretty handsomely.
Nice.
Is that right? And, so wow. They just say, what was it called? 0 day or something like that?
Yeah, usually 0 days. Those are ones that nobody has seen those in the wild before. and those will get patched up, and people can make up to six figures for one bug that they
find. Wow! Have you done this yourself? Have you found holes in people's... Wow, this is getting weird.
Yes, it is. I'd like to hear the end of that sentence.
But have you found any holes, Trixie?
I found some get-arounds in the past, yeah.
Huh.
What's cool about DEF CON also, and they have various contests that happen there. It's not all talks, right? So they'll have contests like, for instance, make a contraption to make your beer go from room temperature to 40 degrees in a matter of seconds.
Genius. Yes, please make that happen.
Genius. That's so great. Did you attend?
Yeah, and then I did, yes.
Did you speak?
No. Just in the crowd. And I think some of my favorite talks, and I'll talk about maybe something lighthearted for the show. It's a fun show. So there was a high school guy, and Kevin, what were you doing in high school?
Throwing rocks at my neighbor Robbie Joyner, you know that.
Yeah. So this guy, he's high school, bored in school, decided to look into his school's network. This is one of the guys that spoke there, by the way. He figured out that he could control every computer monitor and projector in his school district. Just not his school, the school district.
In the whole district.
Yeah. So what he did is he was bored one day, took over every display and projector, and put a 2-minute countdown clock with the words, please stand by for an important announcement. So everybody was like, what's going on here? You know, nobody knew what was happening. Once the clock struck zero, he played Rick Astley's pretty much Rick rolled him.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Because how nervous must you be as a school?
Especially these days.
Oh, my God.
What's going on? That's we're fantastic. Being Rick rolled. Oh, okay, all right.
How many of the schools knew what Rick rolling was?
I'm sure some of the kids did. But
yeah.
Teachers,
Not so much. All right.
Yeah, that was a fun talk. There was another talk about how they hack satellites in orbit to create their own broadcasting network. So that was a pretty cool one.
What does that mean? So what do you mean their own broadcasting?
Like max headroom sort of stuff?
Netroom.
They can pretty much make their own CB radio network off of a satellite that's hacked in orbit. So they send a signal back down to Earth to create their own CB, I guess, like signal.
Right.
Pass it on to friends, and they could all communicate through this satellite that's being decommissioned.
Do they use CB lingo?
10-4, good buddy.
Breaker 1-9.
Bring it on back. What's your handle?
We got a smoky behind us.
Breaker satellite 1-9 for a radio check.
And then, like, a couple years ago, there was this guy named Barnaby Jack. He showed how, and I mentioned earlier, how you can, it's called jackpotting. Essentially, he took over an ATM machine and spit out all the money to the street.
Oh, I love that guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I love him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unfortunately, he died in mysterious circumstances about a week before he was going to give a talk on how to hack a pacemaker in a human body.
Why on earth would you want to hack a pacemaker?
That's a black hat.
Wow, that is a black hat.
He was doing it for medical purposes to make sure that these companies making devices made their devices more secure.
And sure. I mean, that's his story, and he's sticking to it.
But he's got to try it out on a few people he didn't like so well. to make sure.
Just in case it fails.
DEF CON happens every year about first or second week in August. It's cheap. It's fun. It's going towards the whole family now. They even have a kids hacker village.
That's so great.
Kids can attend, and you have like 6-year-olds to like 16-year-olds.
First tax free, kid.
The 6-year-olds get into the. Yeah, go ahead. The 6-year-olds get into the Pentagon, do they?
I'm pretty sure they do. They're smarter than I am.
Well, that's a little scary for the rest of us. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, lots to look forward to in the years.
Yeah, no kidding.
Ever since, Trixie, you mentioned DEF CON, all I can think is Pop Will Eat Itself, DEF CON 1, if you know what I'm talking about.
I never saw it.
You're all right.
Heard it, yeah. No, that's all right.
I'm sorry.
Well, you're good.
Yeah, that's good. Trixie, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime, guys.
Thanks, appreciate it. It's a great mix.
It's a beat mix.
Maybe turn one of them off.
Okay. Foo Fighters or Papa Lita Top?
Papa Lita Top. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You want good news or bad news?
Bad news.
Bad news it is.
Nice.
Experts warn California of disaster larger than any in world history.
Woo-hoo! We're number number one. We're number one.
And it's not an earthquake.
Oh, really?
A new study says that as Earth warms, a massive California flood gets more likely.
I have seen a little bit about this. I haven't really delved into it because, you know, I always look at the news and when it says something could happen,
yes,
I generally just keep on trucking.
I mean, I will say up front, this is, they say, once every century or two.
Oh, yeah, one of those 100-year events.
But the last time it happened was 1862, so they're saying, all right,
overdue. Well, I mean, maybe. They've been saying the same thing about the earthquake.
The mega drought may be the main weather concern across the West amid constant threat of wildfires and earthquakes. Mm-hmm. Based on a new study, it warns the crisis is looming in California. Yeah, climate change is increasing the risk of floods that could submerge cities and displace millions of people.
Man, they've been wanting to put California underwater for my entire life.
Agreed.
Yeah, one of these days.
Have you seen all the flooding in Vegas?
Yeah. That's bananas.
Crazy. And there's people driving through like...
Yep.
Window high water.
Yep. And then what was out at the, where's Old Faithful? Out there as well. A crazy
Yellowstone?
Flood. Well, Yellowstone, right?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Not too long ago, insane floods.
It says extreme month-long storm could bring feet of rain in some places, more than 100 inches.
Whoa. You know, that I saw somebody, I think it was Jello Biafra actually commented on it. It said, well, when that happens, can we collect this water so we don't run out in future?
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, get ready to put a bunch of pails out for when this is supposed to happen.
When floods hit a warmer planet, the storm sequence is bigger in almost every respect.
Oh, yeah, sure makes sense.
So that's the problem. Yeah, as the temperature goes up, there is more rain overall, more intense rainfall on an hourly basis, and stronger wind.
More intensity.
Yes. Yeah.
So what do we do? What's the solution, Kevin? We
grab your ass and kiss it goodbye. This is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon on KLOS.
Nice and depressing. I love it.
You do love it.
I do love that one.
Especially when you look out at the weather and it's sunny and happy.
It's so awful out there.
It makes you sad.
Horrible. It does. Where's the rain? Where's the depressing rain?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike. Because you need good news to balance out all the bad. You can find it on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts. Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's something called, and this is real, a Velveeta cheese martini.
Now, we're promised to maybe have it tomorrow. Is that right?
I believe we're going to try it tomorrow.
We're going to try it. Velveeta processed cheese food martini tomorrow.
I can see the little... puking emoji. I can see that because this sounds terrible.
I might like it. I'm afraid I might actually really like it.
As you just heard, people are dumb. A guy held up a convenience store with a toy gun and is representing himself in court, which always goes well. And his defense is that he's an actual clown and it was all just a misunderstanding.
You know what the fact is, and without a doubt, that dude is a clown.
Yes, agreed.
100%.
And we talked about you helping stop a crime based on a guy who saw someone punch an elderly guy who was eating by himself and ran off with his phone and wallet. It turns out it was the owner of the store that ran out and tracked him down.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
Choked him out.
Oh, that's awesome.
An actual hero.
Right on. Very,
so
very
that was
cool.
Really great.
Yeah, good on you, dude. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out. You're not going out in that. Mostly for.
That's when I was wearing my hot pants.
Daughter's
friend. Yeah.
You look great, too.
Thanks.
Stop crying. I'll give you something to cry about.
That right? is when I absolutely heard.
Don't tell your mother.
Yep.
That's a good one. Yep. Waste not, want not. That little hard work never hurt anybody. You'll understand when you're older.
Yep. There you go. Because I'm the mom. That's why.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Well, if you're in New York
City. Is that a real statement?
Oh, yeah. You never. Really?
The parents? No.
But yeah, that would be the last phrase.
I don't know that I've ever really heard that.
Yeah. One of my parents used to say that all the time. Yeah.
Moms and dadisms.
Yes.
Hey, guys. My dad always told me you mess with the bull, you get the horn.
My dad used to say, go play on the freeway.
My dad's favorite, eat it or wear it.
I've done so much with so little for so long, I can do practically anything with nothing.
Shut up.
My dad once told me you should have been a job.
My dad used to say dumber than a box of rocks.
Was he referring to you?
Absolutely.
It's coming up very soon. The KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park happens August 25th. If you'd like to join us, you get a 4-pack of tickets right now for caller 13 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Congratulations, Mario from El Monte.
Well done, dude.
Just got a 4-pack of tickets to KLOS Takeover Disney's California Adventure Park.
That one thing. 25th. Yeah. He's going to be there. You're going to be there. We'll give you another chance to win tickets. I don't know, about an hour or so from now, something like that.
Would you like to join us for the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park? We have a 4-pack of tickets right now. Caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You will get those tickets.
Good luck!
KLOS, who's this?
Dustin Rodimus.
Dustin, dude, you are caller 13.
Oh, my God, I'm so happy. I've been trying all week.
Excellent.
Wait, well, all week? Today's Monday.
He's been trying all day.
Why?
All day, last week, the week before.
Damn it, Dustin.
Well, you got the tickets. You got a 4-pack of tickets to KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And now you can just kick back and enjoy our precious Gimme 5.
First, KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park is happening August 25th. And we would like you to join us with a 4-pack of tickets.
Come on down. Bring your friends. Just 3 of them. It'll be neat.
818-955-KLOS. Caller 13. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Ed Rivas.
Ed in the house.
Ed, you're in the house. You won tickets for Disney's California Adventure Park.
Yes, man. You guys are so awesome, man.
Hey, and have you been listening to our precious little Gimme 5 today, Fender Strat Players?
Hey, man, you know, isn't that guy that says Gimme 5, isn't that Mike Patton from Faith No More?
Oh, that's singing that song?
Yeah, that's his voice. That's him.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
What time, I think, when he said, who is that, but... Yeah, that's him, man.
All right. I love that dude.
Here, it's this guy.
I don't pay much attention to the whatever it is day. Today, however, is 7 great ways to know your customer.
And that's important.
Get to know your customers.
I think that's very important for all of us.
This is Customer Rick calling.
Hi, Customer Rick. Thank you for patronizing our radio station.
Yeah, thank you for shopping with us today.
No problem.
All right. How much money do you make a year?
Hi, this is Monique. I'm ready to be grilled.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yes. A long time ago.
And was it?
Yes, follow-up questions, please.
What band are you most embarrassed about liking?
Nickelback.
Nickelback?
What the Okay, have you ever been arrested?
Oh, of course.
Let's see. Who's the dumbest member of your family?
Oh, probably me.
It's Steve.
Customer Steve.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
I've been listening to KLOS since I was a teenager.
Good man.
Back when it was
good. So you know the famous Beatles Shea Stadium show? It was on this day in rock in 1965 when that happened for a grand total of 56,000 screaming fans. George Harrison became the first Beatle to release an autobiography, his book I, Me, Mine, published on this day in rock in 1980. Kicking off their 360 tour in the UK, U2 broke all Wembley Stadium attendance records on this day in rock in 2009. 88,000 people showed up.